Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. How is everyone doing in 2018? Yes, yes. We are in the new year, so-called new year of the Gregorian calendar new year. We know it's not the real new year, but, you know, since we are in the West where the Gregorian calendar is honored, then it is the new year. I hope everyone is doing well. Tonight's show, I am your host, Shiloah, also known as El Mayat, El Shiloh 9 on Twitter, yes, yes, yes. I am the host of the Nine Mind Sacred Sisterhood Cosmic Frequency Blog Talk Radio Show, and I created this show because as a black woman, black African-American or whatever label we are under now, Negro and colored, and we've been under so many different labels, there were things that I witnessed. I grew up pretty much as an orphan, having been separated from my family and raised in orphanages and group homes and eventually foster care. And then, you know, at the tender age of 18, thrust out there all alone, no tribe, no family, by myself in this world where I was labeled as black and told that, you know, we all black people were one and we loved each other and that we was just all one race. And I found that not to be true. So I created my platform to kind of discuss and analyze and to, you know, just to lay down some monologues of my life experiences, how I've handled those life experiences, what I learned, what I witnessed, what I experienced, and how it has shaped me into who I am today and why I think the way that I think and why I say the stuff that I say. I realized that the black American woman was a targeted individual. And she's targeted for various reasons, and that a lot of times, you know, it's hidden, and the people that she really is turning to rely on are really the ones that are really not her friends. So I felt like that we needed to have a sisterhood. You know, what I saw is that somewhere black women lost sisterhood. And in losing sisterhood, we were easier to be exploited. More and more of us were being trafficked. More and more of us was being pimped and whored and just becoming the whores of America. And it seemed like it was all by design. And, you know, we're in 2018, and now we're finding out so much of what has happened to black Americans and black people and African people and people of melanin hue in general has been by design. So I created the Nine Mind blog talk platform to just, you know, open up the discussion and to get us to begin to look at our lives, look at our experiences, and for black women to tell their own stories. I realize that a lot of history has always been told by men, and they say that history is always told by the not the conquered, but the conquerors, and of course they're always going to skew the truth. And yeah, I saw that. You know, I noticed that when black men would give history, there were things that they were leaving out, and I didn't know if they were leaving this information out because they just didn't know, or were they just you know, incorrect, or you know, were they so believing and trusting of the European books that they were reading, yet they were saying that the white man is such a liar and he's the devil. Okay, why are you relying off his information? And if you're relying off his information, then how much of a liar or a devil really is he if you are pushing his information to your own people? And if you can go to other brown and black people and get the truth, why won't you do it? So I saw that black men were relying on a history that was riddled with lies, riddled with misinformation. He's pushing these lies and misinformation to black people, especially to black women. And we know that when you misteach a woman, you misteach the whole tribe, because she's going to take whatever knowledge she knows and she's going to pass it on to her offspring. So when you miseducate a black woman, you have miseducated a nation. And trust me, black Americans have been miseducated as a nation. Now, it's one thing for Caucasoids to miseducate us, but when you got people in black and brown faces miseducating us, now we have to stand back and say, why is this going on? How are black people miseducating black people? You know, what's the end game? Why would you do that? Why would you be a part of that? You know, why would you be a part of the miseducation of people who look like you? Why would you do that? What's in it for you? How do you come out winning having done that? So that's why I created this platform. And if you go to my Blog Talk page, it says that the creation and building of a self-sustaining sacred sanctuary and community for the North American-born indigenous black female who has never known what it's like to have our men protect us. And that's true. Black men have never been allowed to protect black women over here in America. So when other people come here and ask us, why are they so ratchet? Why are they so loud? Why are they so out of order? Why are they so this and why are they so that? Why are they so unfeminine? This is why. Black men have never been allowed to collectively protect us over here. And if you run across any race of women, I don't care what her race is, what her color, and her men are not allowed to protect her, she will be no different from us. So this is a cultural thing. It has nothing to do with skin color. It's a cultural thing and an environmental thing. So we are a product of culture and environment. It has nothing to do with, oh, all black women are just ghetto. Oh, no, it's not all black women. We have a unique situation going on over here in America where black men were not allowed to protect us, and we are a product of having been cultivated in an environment where men, our men, were not allowed to protect us, and then we flipped it and became their protectors. Somehow it got flipped, and black women took on the role of protecting their males. And if you know anything about the male and female species, this is out of order. It's supposed to be the other way around. Males are here to protect the females. The females are not supposed to be having to protect the males. So they made us operate against natural order and to operate in reverse of the natural order of things. And that's why we are, you know, so crazy out over here. But at the same time, we are the trendsetters. You know, we are the ones everybody wants to mimic, follow, and be like. And so that's kind of crazy that even though we are doing everything in reverse, our ability to impact and influence other people, other black people, is just phenomenal. Everybody wants to be black American. But then when they come over here and really see how we are groomed to be the way we are, people are like, ooh, I don't want to be those people. Don't want to be them. You know, everybody wants to be us, but they don't really want to be us once they found out how we are, you know, kept the way we are. So seeing that the black man played a role in our miseducation and keeping white supremacy and white oppression and white domination in place, you know, I couldn't fall for the white man is the devil without having to add that the black one has to be the devil as well, because, you know, what I saw is a brotherhood at play. I saw black and white working in unison to oppress black women, that black women cannot be oppressed by white men or white women without black men assisting both of them in our oppression. So once I figured that out, I began to talk about it, and, of course, I wasn't going to make a lot of friends bringing this out, because black women for so long have always been the defenders of black men, his honor, his, you know, just everything. Oh, we must protect the black man. Don't speak ill against him. You know, that's our king. You know, our men are all we got. And I'm like, listen, honey, your men are not your men no more. We need to wake up and see that. These men have been vetted. They have been co-opted. They don't belong to us. They never really belong to us, because if they can't protect you, that's because they know they don't belong to you. See, that's the only time a race of men will not protect you. They know they don't belong to you. So black women having a loyalty to a race of males who don't protect them, I'm like, sisters, come on now. We have to rethink. You know, we have to adjust our thinking, because men who are not protecting you should not have access to certain privileges. And you're giving these males privileges that they have no right. And I'm trying to ask the sisters why. And I found out it's programming. It's a mammy programming. It's a bed wench. It's a these programmings are off the slave plantations. And even though we haven't been on the antebellum slave plantations in a while, the programming is still deeply embedded in the epigenetics of black Americans over here in North America. And trying to rid ourselves of those programmings is what my show and other shows are trying to do, is help us rid ourselves of these generational programmings that work against our survival, that works against you know, our love for ourselves, that works against you know, us, you know, passing on a healthy self-esteem to our children. We must break ourselves of these programming. And I figured, like, since we haven't been able to build together male and female, because somehow we're always prevented, I feel like that black men and black women should separate. And since black men already have their brotherhood, I thought I would just encourage black women to think about creating sisterhoods, because that's really what's harming us, our lack of sisterhood, our lack of love for ourselves, our lack of love for our image, our lack of love for our female daughters. See, if you loved yourself, you would love your daughters. Because as a black woman, when you give birth to a child, your son is not made in your image. He's made in the image of his father. But your girl child, that's your image. And when you can give birth to a girl child and see her abused, raped, and molested, there is a hatred within you, black woman, that you could stand back and see that happen and feel no type of way about it. And I noticed that black women in America hate girl children. They hate black girls. Therefore, black men hate black girls. But the hatred starts with the females first. And it was shocking to me as an orphan to be able to analyze this and see this happening, and you know, find out how many girls didn't get along with their mothers. Now, I wasn't raised with my mother or my father. Never met either one of them. I raised in you know, foster care. To find out all of these girls who didn't get along with their mother, I had to start studying what's going on in America, this rift between black women and their daughter, this disconnect between black women and their daughter, and I found out that a lot of it has to do with the religious programming that black women have co-signed and bought into, coming out of the books called the Bible, and the other book is the Quran. Both of these books are very, very anti-woman. And when this type of garbage, this anti-woman religious garbage, is programmed into minds of women and they buy into it, see, you got to buy into it and you accept it, it is going to train you to hate not only yourself, because Eve ate the apple and she's the great evil on the planet. So when you start buying into that and all that and keep your mouth closed and don't talk back and you cursed and you're going to have children in sorrow. See, when you buy into all of that, you passing that on to your daughters. And so I realized that black women have fed into these lies out of these unholy books. I call them hella books. I don't know what's holy about them, but they hella damaging to the psyche of black people. So I felt like it's time for me to explain my reasoning and analyzation of this information and why I refuse to buy into a man telling me he's greater than me and he's made in the image of God, and next to him I ain't shit. I'm like, I'm not, boy, please. You got to come through me to get here, and then you gonna sit me up in a building called a church, and I sit there and you tell me, looking me straight in my face, that next to you I ain't shit because you male and I'm female, and God said that? And then you pass the offering and then ask for an offering from me for you telling me some disrespectful shit like that. See, that wasn't going down on my watch. I couldn't buy into it. So I didn't buy into it. But sadly enough, so many black Americans bought into that. They internalized it. They hated their daughters. They watched their daughters get pimped out. They allowed the uncles to molest them. They let stepdaddies molest them. You know, these women sat back and watched these violations of their girl children, and she was like, well, you know what, he helped paying the bills, and you know that's your father, that's your uncle, he's staying here helping paying the bills. So you know these women made excuses for the violation of their girl children, is what I'm trying to say. And now we're suffering the consequences of it. The consequences of not respecting and loving your images comes with generational consequences. See, the hatred you internalized 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we're seeing the fruit of that now in the children today. So I was telling black women, you need to separate from black men, you need to work on yourself, and you need to understand that you need sisterhood, and you need not just any type of sisterhood, you need divine, sacred sisterhood. You need to be taught taught about your divinity. You need to be taught about that you are sacred, that you are loved, that you are valued, and that you are that you are a deity. That man is not greater than you, he is not lesser than you, but he is definitely not greater than you. Y'all are supposed to work in unison and to be united in a pairing of unity and sanctity and love and compatibility, but none of that master and slave shit. See, over here in America, the black man has instituted a relationship with the black woman that's based off some master and slave shit, because that's what he learned on the slave plantation watching the white man. So that's all he knew. So everything that black men learn, they learned it from watching white daddy. And, of course, white daddy gave him all the examples on how to disrespect your own woman, but nigger, you better respect mine. So the black man got daily enforcement on disrespect black women, but respect the white woman. Disrespect the black woman, but respect the white woman. Disrespect the black woman, but respect the white woman. And you see so many of males today following that same programming, and they don't even know why they follow it. But it's straight off the plantations, still embedded in the epigenetics, and it's reinforced with propaganda, it's reinforced with movies, it's reinforced with advertisement, it's reinforced on the job, it's reinforced in all, in everything we go, this dynamic, respect the white woman, but you can fucking treat the black woman any kind of way. So is it any wonder we have so many black men who still disrespect us? Because they have to answer to a system where the white power structure, the Caucasoid, is in power, and the Caucasoid trains their own people. Listen, we must always make sure that they respect white women and their women are not respected. So this is reinforced by white people, and they train our sons to follow this. And that's why I told y'all, white women have no business educating black boys. It's bad enough she's fucking them, But it's even more damaging that you, black woman, was trained foolishly to turn your children over to your enemies to be educated. And once again, you're seeing the side effects of that because it's not natural. No animal in nature turns their young over to another animal to be educated and reared. Alligators don't give their alligator offspring over to ducks to be reared. Ducks don't give their ducklings over to tigers for them to raise, you know. Animals don't do that in nature, so how did you think that you being educated to turn your children over to people who you murdered, hung, lynched, burned alive, you know, just did all these horrible things, how did you think that that was intelligent to do and that your children was going to grow up to honor you when you sent them off to be trained how to respect a white woman who's the very opposite of your very image? So, black woman, this is about re-educating ourselves and acknowledging that we have some very damaging doctrine and programming we must rid ourselves of. And as long as we are around men who are constantly reinforcing that program, you must separate yourself from these men pushing these religious doctrines and ideologies that's teaching you to bow down to this abuse and that you are a walking curse because of somebody named Eve. You have to rid yourself of that doctrine because it is a damnable doctrine. No God made that up. Man made it up. Okay? So that's what my show is all about. Let me greet the sisterhood. Greetings, nine, my sacred sisters. Peace, protection, prosperity, and most of all, wisdom be upon we all and those we love. Let's talk about the Caucasoid Horde's agenda to breed all original black races and tribes out of existence. As long as black men are not willing to slay the queens, then the repeating over and over again of a very old war will continue to occur. The black male's mind has been colonized in every way, and without a brain, without courage, he won't have a heart. Now, that's what? Where do you hear that from? The Wizard of Oz. You had three characters. One needed a heart, one needed a brain, and one needed the courage. Well, that's the black man. The black man has been stripped of his brain. He's been stripped of his courage, and therefore he has no heart. So, black woman, he ain't finna do shit for you but abuse you. He's empty on the inside. And you breeding with a male who is empty on the inside, you are going to create a Yorugu or a Ogo. Go get Marimba Ani's book called Yorugu, and you'll see what you create when you breed with males who have no brain, no heart, no courage. You create incomplete beings. You might as well say a damn demon. Okay? So breeding and knowing how to breed, when to breed, and what you should breed with, you weren't taught that, black woman. You weren't taught that. Okay? So, and this is information they never want us to know. They never wanted us to know this information. So that is what this show is about. So I'm just giving a little history, and forgive me for not going straight into the topic because I do have some clips I want to play, but I have a lot of new listeners, a lot of new followers, and I'm just giving you a little background of who I am and why I created my platform, the Nine Mind Sacred Sisterhood Cosmic Frequency Show, to speak to the North American black woman. And even though my information is specifically for these women, my information is good for a black woman from any part of the world. If you're a black woman in any part of the world, my information is good for you. Now, I'm not saying it's applicable to you because I know we are divided by culture and language, as well as religion, and that if you are practicing a different culture than what we have over here, then there's going to be a severe disconnect, and there, you know, we're not really going to be relatable simply because we share skin color. See, people don't relate because they share skin color. People relate based off culture. So culture is more important than skin color. And when you have been giving a bad, bad, bad culture, black Americans have been given a bad, an awful culture, and we must break ourselves of this awful culture. But first of all, we must have some self-esteem, because we have been accepting things that are just ungodly, unnormal, and just way, way just degenerate. And so the oppressor had to get you to be accepting of degenerate living, degenerate eating, degenerate fucking, and degenerate mating. See, everything about us had to be degenerate. Guess what? Many of you accepted those terms, and you created degenerate offspring in the process. So if you want to come out of that degeneration and get into regeneration, then you need to get some education based off some proper information, and that's what I'm here to do, give you the proper information so that you can go from degeneration to regeneration. I would like to help you regenerate yourselves. But you have to acknowledge this very bad programming that has been given to us, and they're steady given to us. See, black woman, those are your sons sitting in those American prisons. And that was all by design, them robbing you of your sons and leaving you prey. See, that was all done by design. And I know you want people, certain black men would say, well, it was the white man did that. No, it was some black men that had a hand in making that happen too. Some black politicians, some black religious leaders, some black activists. Oh, yeah. They got stocks on Wall Street too. They're invested in these prisons too, these human prisons as well. So don't think that was all the white man's doing. Yeah, you got a lot of black men who are millionaires based off your sons being locked up in prison. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, they're not going to tell you that. You'd be surprised who some of these entertainers, athletes, radio personalities y'all like to listen to every day, they got stocks in y'all in the prisons where your black sons are in there being raped and molested, and being, some of them are killing themselves and committing suicide. These men got stocks in those prisons where your sons go to die. But you like, ooh, I sure love listening to so-and-so, so-and-so. I sure love listening. Ooh, he just had me laughing. Black woman, you need to learn who your enemies are. And you got a lot of them, girl. You got a lot of them. And they ain't all got white faces. Yeah, a lot of them got black and brown faces. Black men, black women. Yes. Okay? All right. So the movie Rabbit Proof Friends, go look at movie Rabbit Proof Friends. It's the epic documentary and drama of how one of the oldest black tribes of the beautiful land of Australia, known as the Down Under, was invaded, tribal women raped, and the half-caste children of that violation taken to boarding schools to be indoctrinated on how to become brown Asiatics, okay? That's what they do, the invaders. The ancient original black Australians were scientifically intentionally and sexually bred out, also known as whited or bleached out, by European Asiatic hordes renamed white people. Now, these are an alien species. A lot of their ancestry is not from this planet, and I'm going to have to do another part to get into white people, the people who seeded them are extraterrestrials, and a very violent race of people from another planet. Okay, we're got about 10, 15 minutes left. So they were created and genetically engineered by people who are not from this planet, okay, white people. And these are the people that control white people. So when you breed into the genetics of white people, then white people have to answer to those who genetically created them. And if they are not from here, hello, then you mixing your DNA with that strand, guess what? You are corrupting your DNA, because they are being influenced by some alien entities who are not from. So sadly they are neither white nor are they people. They're closer to being a germ or a parasite just on two legs. Once you allow them in, they just keep reproducing and spreading. Yes, white people are like a germ. Once they show up, It's a wrap, people. Once they show up in your land, it's a wrap. And we're going to have to get into how they were genetically engineered to be the way they are. They can't help but be that way. But guess what? They would have been gone if you know who was not still breeding with them. They have to breed with the indigenous people in order to stay here, or they would have been gone. So their breeding is a survival tactic. See, black men try to say, well, the white woman is better, and she look better, she keep herself up, she more feminine. First of all, she ain't more feminine. She way smarter than you. She's probably half man, half woman, and half a whole lot of other things that you may not even know. Like I said, do not listen to black men to explain shit to you. They are liars, and the ones who know the truth are not going to tell us the truth. And those, most black men don't even know the truth of white people's ancestries. White people do not know their ancestry. They don't. They'll tell you, I'm Cherokee, I'm this and that, I'm Cherokee, I'm Irish, I'm German. They'll never tell you they extraterrestrial. They'll never tell you that. They won't tell you that. And some of them do know that their ancestry is not of this planet. Some of them do know. Some of them do know that. The ones higher up. The ones who are of what you would call the Illuminati bloodlines. Yes, they are very well aware of their ancestry, that they are not from here. And that's why they do not mix in. But they create white people who can mix in. And I'm going to play some tapes for y'all that's going to show you is how they had to take some Africans and breed them in for several generations and centuries. I don't know how long it took for them to breed them in, but they had to kidnap some Africans. That's why they went over in Africa, and they started the breeding process over in Africa. And that's why white people have this love for Africa, because that's where their breeding in into the bloodlines started at. So all that all brown and black people came out of Africa, no, all brown and black people did not come out of Africa, but the breeding programs, they started that over in Africa, over in Mauritania and over there in North Africa and stuff. So that's why white people have such an affinity to that side of the world. Their extraterrestrial breeding programs, with them mixing the inhuman DNA with the human DNA to create the hybrid race, the albino race, the leopard race, the white race, and all of that, going back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Okay, let me continue. Okay. All right, so once you allow them in, they just keep reproducing and spreading. Yes, they are like a parasite, and that's what a parasite. Once a parasite gets into your body, it uses you as a host, and it spreads. And that's what a parasite does. That's what white people do. They are just like a parasite. Okay, they eventually become you as you cease to exist, and that's what cancer is. It takes over the body, and as the cancer grows, it weakens you and kills you while the cancer thrives. Ain't that what white people do? Come on now. No, ain't that what they do? Haven't you met black people that the more they hung out with white people, they were less and less black, they were less and less them, and they start taking on the nature of what? The parasite. Come on. How many of y'all have seen that? I've seen it. You see a black person and they cool one minute, and you seen them, and next thing you know, they done got married to somebody white or got married to somebody, and they done totally changed. You're like, what happened? Yes, because these other people with this extraterrestrial DNA, they are like a parasite, and they infect you. Okay. So it says they eventually become you as you cease to exist. So the Nation of Islam and other religions that falsely teach that melanated men procreating with Caucasoid Asiatic women makes the offspring of that union what the father is false and incorrect. Now, we've heard the Hebrew Israelites tell that lie. We've heard the Moors tell that lie. We've heard the Nation of Islam tell that lie. The Nation of Gods and Earth, yeah, well, the child is what the father is. That, come on now. There's no way you can take a mixture of two different things and then when something is created, you just call it the one. You can't take a lion and a tiger and mix it and it be, and the offspring is a lion or a tiger. They call it a liger. Why? Because you have to acknowledge now that a hybrid of something has been created that is neither the original lion nor the original tiger, and it's the same way. So black men saying that children are what they are, regardless of what woman they lay with, is a lie from the pits of hell, from the abyss, is a lie, triple quadruple, triple lie. It's a fucking lie. And when these black men tell you this lie, tell them that I said, shut the fuck up. You're lying. You don't know nothing about biology, anatomy, or genetics, lying like that. Okay? So it says, so what the father is false and incorrect. No, she turns the child into what she is. As the Bible in Genesis says that it is the woman who carries the seed. How the men read the Bible and for whatever reason switches this around is confusing to me. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. Okay? And also reference the destruction of black civilization, great issues of race from 4500 BC to 2000 AD, author Chancellor Williams. And not only in Genesis does it talk about her seed, it also talks about Revelations and says that there was a war in heaven and the dragon went off to make war with the woman and the remnant of her seed. So, man, you don't have a seed. Now, it says the serpent has a seed. The serpent has a seed. So when we're talking about the races and the mixing, the Bible only recognizes two races, her seed and serpent seed. So if you have the serpent seed, the Illuminati bloodline is the serpent seed. These are the dragon races, okay? And they are not from this planet, okay? So now I've talked up all my time. I don't even think I have enough time to play this little clip I had queued up for y'all. But, you know, sometimes y'all need to hear things coming from someone of that race or that nature.
Is coming from.
So this lady is a mulatto, and she explains the ancestry of the white people that she's mixed with and where they come from. Okay? All right? So this is part one, and there will be, you know, probably like part two, three, four, or five.
Your perspective on it, and then just take it from there. Okay.
Thank you for listening. Share the show. Love you.
You know, we're going to go through quite a bit of stuff tonight. So this video might be kind of long, so you might want to put it on pause now, get yourself some pop and some popcorn, and just kick back because we're going to get pretty deep tonight. Okay. So as you all know, you know, I think I have mentioned a few times in many of my videos that, you know, my belief is that the white race comes from another planet. I believe that hundreds of thousands of years ago, they came here as an extraterrestrial race. You know, this is how they got here. And, you know, I believe that they are the ones that pretty much through acts of science and biology that they pretty much interbred all these different races here on Earth, messing around with germs and DNA and all that sort of thing. And so, you know, when they came here, what the ancestors have told me is that when their planet, there are a few different ones. They don't just come from one planet. There's different planets that these people come from, the European race. And
they created alliances.
The Reptilians,
Draco,
are,
the Syrians.
What I believe to be.
And a couple other ones. I've got the tapes on them. I'll play them one
where
day.
Where the. I believe that the slave masters have descended from this reptilian bloodline. I believe that there's a few different types of white races that come from other planets. So I'm guessing maybe at least three of them. Maybe
there's 13
more.
Bloodlines.
But
trust me, there's at least
that,
13 extraterrestrial
on this
races.
Planet, there might be three different ones. And that the race,
but they
that,
intermarried and created an alliance to control the humans, the aborigines, the original people down here on this planet. They created an alliance.
Bloodline, okay, which is one of the reasons why they could do a lot of the hateful things that they did to us during the slavery period. Because you'd have to have a disconnection with emotion and feeling to do a lot of the inhuman things that they did to the African race.
The inhuman thing, King Leopold went into the Congo, sent soldiers in there, and chopped off the hands of Africans. If they didn't, I don't know if they was digging for diamonds or whatever, but they went in and chopped off the hand. Only someone who feels disconnected from you and don't see you as one of them. The same way they came over here and hung black people, had over in the islands, they had these cages and these torture devices that they would put on the heads of the slaves and all of this. This is how they were. That's because these beings are not from here. And when they came here to subdue the human beings, the original human beings here, this is what they had to do. They had to study you. They had to learn your genetics. And, yeah, that was the process. It was a very ugly and gruesome process. But they had to find a way to be able to mix in with us so that they could create a version of themselves that could actually live down here with us. So that's why all that was, because originally they couldn't just breed with us. They had to study the genetics because their genetics was very, very different from the beings that they found down here, okay? So that's why they can kill and murder. They had no sympathy, no heart, because we were not them and they were not us. So if you need an example, go watch the movie Riddick. That movie Riddick with who's that guy in Riddick? Vin Diesel or something like that. Yeah, go watch that. That's how they are. They real fucking heartless. They go around and conquer planets, and if you meek and passive, they just, you know, the necromongers. Yeah, like that. Shit like that. Yeah. That's them.
Right, so people. Okay, and you have to have some sort of disconnection from the heart, which would mean that you are not as loving of a people, and you are desensitized.
You're not a people at all. They're not a people at all. That's why they could do
things
it.
Things that other races of people would be very.
They went around and killed up all the indigenous people on the whole fucking planet. They killed them all. From Africa to Asia to Tibet to Eurasia to North America, South America, Antarctica.
From Mars.
Thank you for listening.